This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, January 24. In the beginning was the Word. Our reading comes from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Psalm 119, verse 89. Your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. The writers of the New Testament quote the Psalms more than 100 times. In his teaching and sermons, Jesus himself quotes at least 16 Psalms. But Psalm 119 is never quoted in the New Testament. Does that mean this weighty and lengthy Psalm is only for Old Testament readers? Of course not. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. What's more, another compelling reason for treasuring this psalm is that we see the eternal Word of God, Jesus himself, in it. Though he's not explicitly mentioned in Psalm 119, Jesus, the eternal Word of God, provides the key for understanding this psalm. The psalmist hints at this truth by saying, "Your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens." Though the psalmist sees only a reflection as in a mirror, John 1 reveals clearly that Jesus is the living Word of God. In the beginning with God, the Father and the Spirit, he created all things. He came to live as one of us, full of grace and truth, and now he reigns over all things forever. All of the psalmist's love of and longing for God's word are ultimately a longing for Jesus. If you have time, read Psalm 119 again, with a love of and longing for Jesus. Pray with me. Your unfailing love has come to us, O God, through your salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ. May we praise his name forever. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.